I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 186 of The 80%. Taking control and managing your finances can be confusing and overwhelming. More often than not, the best way to avoid this is to look at and find ways to improve your relationship with money. Today, let's talk about that and discuss how to attain better financial health. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Alam natin na ang pera, it's just a tool. It's a neutral thing. Money is neither good nor bad. It really depends on how we use it. And a major factor on how we use money is dependent on our relationship with it. Kung ang tingin natin sa pera ay masama, ang relationship natin sa pera ay magiging pangit din. And in effect, hindi natin siya magagamit ng maayos. May mga kilala ko na quote-unquote galit sa mga mayayaman. So ang relationship nila with money is not good. Therefore, kapag nakakakuha sila ng bonus, nakakakuha sila ng malaking pera, ginagastos nila kagad. Ayaw nilang iniipon ito. Psychologically or subconsciously, they don't really want to invest it. They immediately want to spend it because there's really that subtle relationship or connection na hindi maganda for them when it comes to money. If you want to learn how to really properly use our money to benefit us, to grow our wealth, one of the things that we really need to do is to fix our relationship with it. Katulad ng isang kapamilya or kaibigan, di ba? Kung gusto nating lumalim yung relationship natin sa kanila, kailangan yung basics ay maayos. Okay tayo sa pakikisama natin sa kanila. So how do you improve your relationship with money? I will give you 6 practical tips on how to improve this relationship. The first tip that I have for you is you need to talk about money. Karamihan kasi sa atin parang tabu yung topic ng pera. Hindi natin siya masyadong pinag-uusapan, lalo na with our parents, in our family, and among our friends, ang pinag-uusapan lang natin usually is pag may problema sa pera, pero pagdating sa mga ibang aspects of finance, medyo nahihiya tayong pag-usapan. However, especially if you're experiencing financial difficulties, it's really important to talk about it. We typically don't talk about our stresses when it comes to money. We need to come together as a group of friends with no judgment, no shame. Dapat hindi tayo nahihiya na pag-usapan yung mga challenges natin, yung mga difficulties natin sa pera among our trusted and closest friends or family. We need to get real and nothing should be off limits. Ano yung mga pag-usapan nyo? Aside from sharing yung mga difficulties mo, you can actually ask the opinion, the thoughts of your friends and family regarding some financial issues that you might have. Pwede nyong tanungin, Magastos ba ako? Ano yung na-observe nyo na ugali ko pagdating sa pera? Ano yung nakikita nyong attitude ko pagdating sa paggastos, sa pag-iipon? Kasi may mga bagay na hindi natin alam pero nakikita ng ibang tao. So it's important for us to learn about those. You can ask yourself, why am I spending all this money on things that don't align with my goals? What are your fears? What are your hopes? What are your dreams? Pwede nyong i-verbalize sa mga kasama ninyo. Ano ba yung mga goals ko sa buhay? Bakit ganito ako gumastos? Ano ba yung kinakatakot ko? Ano ba yung mga hopes and dreams ko in life? And ano yung ginagawa ko ngayon para ma-achieve yon? Sometimes verbalizing makes it real for us. And sometimes it serves as a wake-up call. Kapag verbalize mo yung goals mo to someone close to you, nagiging wake-up call siya na it really reminds yourself na, oo nga, yun yung gusto kong ma-achieve, pero bakit yung ginagawa ko everyday ay hindi aligned dun sa goals na yon? The next step is really deciding on how to take action. You can ask the help of your friends. Pwede kayo mag-discuss. What are the things that I can start doing this week? What can we do this month? Especially if you're discussing your family's finances, pwede niyong pag-usapan as a family, anong pwede natin gawin bilang isang pamilya para makamove forward tayo and come closer to our financial goals as a family. Kailangan niyong magpalitan ng thoughts and opinion kasi as you process it amongst yourselves, nagkakaroon ng mga bagong insights, nagkakaroon ng mga bagong realizations, which hopefully will lead to action. The second tip on how to improve your relationship with money is to understand what money is. Money is not the end all be all. It's the mechanism to accomplish whatever your goals are. It does not define you. It's just a mechanism to accomplish what matters to you most. Namanggit ko kanina, money is a neutral entity. It's neither good nor bad, and it is also not your end goal. Ang goal mo sa buhay ay hindi para yumaman. Hindi mo goal na magkaroon ng 1 million, 10 million, 50 million sa bank account mo. Hindi yun ang finish line. Ang finish line is yung mga gusto mong marating, gusto mong bilhin, gusto mong gawin sa buhay. That's the goal. And money is just a tool, it's just a vehicle that will take you to your destination. So once you understand this concept that money is not the goal, then it opens you up to new perspectives. For example, gusto mong magkaroon ng business. That's one of your goals, to have your own business. I've met people na ang ginawa nilang goal is makapag-ipon ng capital for the business. So, they're really accumulating savings or money. Nag-iipon talaga sila, nagtitipid sila para makaipon ng capital para magnegosyo. If that's the case, then your goal is the money. Doon ka nakafocus eh. Kailangan ko magkaroon ng 1 million para makapag-negosyo ako. Pero, once you change the perspective na hindi ang pinaka-goal ko is makapagtayo ng business. Yes, you will need money, you will need capital to start the business, but dapat ang focus mo is yung negosyo mismo. Which means, you can start thinking, ano ba yung particular negosyo na kailangan ko, na gusto ko. Baka meron akong kailangan na training na attendan or gawin para successful ko na matayo yung negosyo na yon. Yung capital na kailangan mo to start the business, that will also be more clear to you once you've decided ano ba yung negosyo na gusto mong itayo. Nag-ipon ka ng 1 million para capital sa negosyo, pero ang gusto mo palang business ay food cart. Maraming mga food cart business that you can start with as low as 100,000, 200,000. So, sayang yung oras na nag-iipon ka ng 1 million para sa capital ng negosyo mo. Eh, 200,000 or 300,000 lang pala yung kailangan mo to start the business. So, focusing on the end goal, reminding yourself that money is not the objective, will really improve your relationship with money. You will now understand better kung ano ba ang gamit ng pera. Hindi ka nagsisave at nag-iipon para magkaroon ng 10 million, 20 million, 50 million sa bank account mo. Ang goal mo talaga is to use the money, to use it as a tool to achieve your goals and dreams in life. Sa mga investors, alam niyo ba yung country risk? Ito yung risk na baka malugi or mababa lang ang investment returns mo kasi sa isang bansa ka lang lahat naka-invest. Kung yung portfolio mo ay puro investments sa Philippine economy lang, then you are exposed to country risk. Kapag hindi maganda ang ekonomiya ng Pilipinas, lahat ng investments mo pangit. That's why it's important to be diversified and it includes investing in other markets. Dapat meron ka rin pera sa forex or sa foreign exchange market and sa ibang bansa, sa US market, sa European market. Kung gusto mong matutunan kung paano ba mag-invest sa forex and other global markets, meron tayong website na pwedeng puntahan. You can go to bit.ly/learnforexph and nakalagay doon yung first steps on how you can invest in forex and the other global markets. Again, that's bit.ly/learnforexph. bit.ly/learnforexph, all small letters. And take that first step towards diversifying your investment portfolio in other markets.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The third tip to improve your relationship with money is to identify what matters to you. Madali kasi mag-set ng goals, di ba? Ito yung gusto kong gawin, ito yung gusto kong bilhin, etc. Pero meron din kasing trap doon. There's a trap that we set goals that doesn't really matter to us or in the long run, it's not really that important. So ask yourself one fundamental question. What are you saving for? If you're saving for a car, if you're saving to pay down your debt, if you're saving for that rainy day fund, it will include short-term goals and it will include long-term goals. So ano ba yung reason kung bakit ka talaga nagsisave at nag-i-invest. Kasi madaling sabihin na, isang goal ko is makabili ng bagong cellphone. Pero, ano ba yung mga goals mo both short-term, medium-term, and long-term? In a way, magkakaroon ka ng perspective, ano ba yung game plan mo for your financial life? And makikita mo na yung mga long-term goals mo, katulad ng comfortable retirement, hindi yan isang goal na ma-achieve mo all at once in the end. Usually, merong mga smaller goals that you need to achieve along the way. Kung gusto mo ng comfortable retirement, dapat kasama sa mga medium-term and short-term goals mo ay makapag-invest sa real estate, makapag-invest sa stock market. That could be a medium-term goal. Tapos yung short term or ang immediate na goal mo ay makapag-save para makapagbukas ng stock market account, makapag-save para makapag-enroll sa isang real estate investing seminar, 'di ba? Kasi yun yung mga smaller goals that will lead you to achieve yung mga bigger goals mo. So kung yun yung nakikita mong long-term goal mo, siguro yung pagbili ng bagong cellphone, magkakaroon na siya ng lower priority. Kung nagkaroon ka ng extra income, ay siguro instead of buying a new cellphone, gumagana pa naman yung luma ko, ipang-enroll ko na lang to sa isang real estate investing seminar. You need to identify what really matters to you. Ilagay mo, isulat mo lahat ng mga goals mo. Tapos kung pwede, lagay mo ng priority kung ano yung pinaka-importante sa'yo. And then, the most important goals that you have, you can definitely break it down into smaller goals so that you will have more clarity on what to prioritize with your budget, with your finances. So, nagkakaroon tayo ng better relationship with our money if we really know kung saan ba natin siya gagamitin at bakit. Bakit yun? Bakit ito yung ginagastos natin? Bakit dito natin nilalagay yung pera natin? So, identify what really matters to you. And then, really picture it. That's our fourth tip. Visualize what you're trying to accomplish. Have that picture of that great trip. Have a picture of you paying off your debts, etc. Your goals need to align with your behaviors, and the vision board is a representation of where you want to go and how you live your life. And it helps you realize what the steps are to get there. Marami kasing distraction. So, naset na natin yung goals natin, tapos biglang nagkakaroon ng sale, biglang magyaya yung mga kaibigan natin na mag-out of town, nakakalimutan natin yung original goals natin. From experience, napaka-effective talaga ng meron tayong dream board or vision board. Ilagay natin sa wallpaper ng computer natin, sa wallpaper ng cellphone natin, or talagang gumawa tayo ng vision board na isasabit natin sa kwarto natin sa bahay. Visually, it will remind us kung ano yung reason kung bakit tayo nag-iipon, nagsisave. It will give us the reason why we work, why we wake up and get up in the morning. Maganda talaga na meron tayong reminder kung bakit natin ginagawa ang lahat na ito. Kasi maraming distractions, maraming temptations sa paggastos sa buhay. So, it really helps us to stay grounded and to stay on course of the things that really matter sa atin. Tip number 5 is to always remind ourselves that it's not what you make, it's what you keep. The goal is to learn the habit of saving money. The goal is the rhythm, not the amount. You can start slow, you can start small, but you have to start now. Once na ma-define mo yung mga financial goals mo, nagawa mo na yung vision board mo, some people na di-discourage na, naku, ang dami kong pangarap sa buhay, ang liit-liit ng sweldo ko, paano ko ma-achieve to? Yung liit ng sweldo mo, hindi yun yung obstacle. Ang obstacle sa'yo ay yung laki ng naiipon mo every month. Kasi kahit na napakalaki ng sweldo mo, pero hindi ka naman marunong mag-save, hindi mo ma-achieve yung goals mo. So even if your income is still small, if you can learn the habit of saving, eventually when your income increases, you'll be able to save more money because it's already part of your routine. It's already a habit of yours. Remember that it's not what you make, it's not how much you earn, but it's really what you keep. It's really how much you can save. The goal is to learn the habit of saving. You can start slow, you can start small, but you have to start now. our last tip for you to improve your relationship with money is to be good to yourself. Kailangan merong kang kindness and compassion sa sarili mo. It's also important to know that your net worth does not define your self-worth. This is something that we can do better about. You celebrate your wins, and when you make that misstep, no judgment, no shame, just get back at it. May mga times talaga na matitempt pa rin tayong gumastos, may mga times talaga na mag-fail tayo, may mga investments tayo na hindi nag-work out, okay lang yon. We have to be kind to ourselves, we have to be compassionate. Life is a journey. It is composed of ups and downs, of lessons and triumphs. So we take what we can take. Always remember na kung madapa tayo, pwede namang tumayo ulit. The important thing when it comes to our finances is to keep on growing, keep on trying, keep on moving. There will be setbacks, there will be difficulties, there will be failures. It's okay. Be kind to yourself. No judgment, no shame. Lahat nagkakamali. Ang importante, hindi tayo nag-give up. Be good to yourself. And if you follow all these 6 steps, I'm sure that you will eventually notice that your relationship with money will improve and your personal finance will get better. Fix your relationship with money. Is money your friend or your enemy? Is taking care of your finances a chore or a habit? Are you sabotaging your own dreams because of some unrealized or irrational fear? It's time to sit down and think.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. To contact me or catch up on our previous episodes, you can visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.